Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to get to another legacy, a sad legacy of what Trump did when he was president. And that is the increase in physical attacks against Asian Americans, people who at least appear to be Asian American, Asian descent. There was an incident out in California where a very older guy in his 90s, somebody runs over and knocks the heck out of him onto the ground and he dies. Other people have been punched and pushed down. Fellow New York City in the subway, a guy pulls out a box cutter and slashed him in the face. This is somebody who appeared to be Asian American. By his name, it appeared that he was also Latino. The point is, this all started when Trump started to talk about the Hong Kong flu and the Kung flu and the China flu and all that. Trying to assign ethnicity to a pandemic is simply wrong, and it stigmatizes people who are from that area. Back in 1918, there was a worldwide flu, and everybody called it the Spanish flu. It had nothing to do with Spain. It came out of China. It was denominated the Spanish flu because the United States had just fought a war with Spain. Remember, in 1898, the battleship Maine was sunk. Remember the Maine, Teddy Roosevelt and the Rough Riders, right up San Juan Hill. It was all staged. It was a fake war, simply so we could seize some of their property in the Caribbean and the Philippines. That's how we got the Philippines. But Spain had been an enemy of England for a long, long time. Remember, they sent an armada for centuries. And so basically the Anglo-Irish position, the Anglo-American position was called the Spanish flu. And they still call it the Spanish flu as if it came from Spain or South America. It came from China. It's better, like Dr. Fauci, to call it a pandemic. In this case, it appeared to have come from Wuhan, which is in China. Okay. But to stigmatize Asian people because a flu developed in a city in Asia is simply wrong, and it generates violence. It should be called a pandemic. That's what it is, the pandemic. It should be called a pandemic. It appeared to have come from animals, from bats or rats, probably bats. It happens. We have to fight it, and we're fighting it with vaccines. However, this reminds me, there was an incident in Milwaukee a long time ago. It must be 30 years ago, 40 years ago. An elderly gentleman that I knew somewhat was in one of the assisted living facilities on the east side of Milwaukee. And he went out for a walk. And he was well into his 90s. He's probably 97. He's walking along the sidewalk and a young man doesn't see him. This was not intentional. Ran up full speed and hit him head on. Now, in the NFL, even if you're a 23-year-old running back, when you're hit head on by a defensive player, it can rattle your cage. A lot of them have concussions. And these are NFL players who are trained and they're in their early 20s, some of them. This guy's 97. He didn't see it coming. It killed him. He died. If you run into an elderly person, the odds are very strong you may kill them. And obviously, if you take a box cutter and cut them, you deface them forever and you can kill them. It's wrong. It's disgusting. So we've got to stand up. Now, you say, does leadership matter? Are you kidding me? Leadership is everything. If Trump had not done that, these people would not have been attacked. And if Trump had taken the pandemic seriously, worn a mask, told other people to wear a mask, told them to distance, didn't make fun of people who wore masks, we'd have 40% fewer deaths than we have now. We have 500,000 deaths. We would have had 200,000 less than that. It would have been 300,000. What he did hurt people. It hurt him physically. And the word is going out. Biden is a humane guy. He wears a mask. And he would never in a million years refer to something as the Kung flu or the China flu or the Spanish flu or anything else. We're going to the lines. Brian and Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Brian?
Hey, Matt. I just had a quick comment. You got the Chinese flu. You got the Spanish flu. Honestly, I think it should be called the Trump pandemic. And I'll leave it at that, Matt. Thanks. I love what you do.
Well, I like the Trump pandemic. You know, the thing about that is when you say stuff, you know, against somebody like that, he's very well known. He can defend himself. Everybody knows what you mean. The problem is when you assign it to ethnicities that are not particular. In other words, even if you call it the Asian flu, but he called it the Kung flu, the China flu, and all that kind of thing. I will tell you that for 200, according to the experts, if we had handled this even seriously early on, even if the science hadn't kicked in yet, we would have saved 40% of the lives. So we would have had 300,000 instead of 500,000 people. But by calling it the Kung flu and the China flu and making fun of it in that country, people have died. I'll just tell you that flat out, people have died. When you run into a guy in his late 90s, you kill him. You hit him with a box cutter. You scare the devil out of him and scare an entire community. This has got to stop. The Democratic Party has got to stand up for it. Obviously, we're on the right side of it. Republicans have got to stand up for it. Somebody's got to get up there and say this is wrong. Romney does, people like that. How about the other QAnon clowns in the Republican Party who claim they're conservatives? How about them? Okay, we're going back to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks, Quillen. What's on your mind today? Wisco Paul.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. As always, it simply amazes me in this state. It's like Trump didn't do anything wrong with a lot of these Republicans. Johnson's thinking about running again. Paul Ryan, Priebus, Walker, who knows what he's going to do. They're all connected to Trump, and it's like they're pretending nothing happened. It's just an amazing thing. Now he's going to come out this week, I guess, and talk with a conservative group. And it's just, I don't know. I don't understand what's going on anymore. In years gone by, you would have been hanging your head in shame. And, Matt, I don't know where we go from here, but it's just simply amazing in this state. And it just totally amazes me. And I, for the life of me, I don't understand what's going on here. I really don't. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, no, you're hitting it just right. What a lot of people can't understand, you're not the only one, and I and many others, is how can you tolerate, if you're a Republican, a president, a former president who still wants to get back in the game, who's done everything he's done, starting with the pandemic, but also starting with alienating everybody in the world, destroying our European alliances, the EU and NATO, sucking up to Russia, the CHICOM, sucking up to the Saudi Arabians. How do you tolerate that? How do you tolerate his making fun of the, calling it the Kung flu, and then very elderly Asian Americans get killed? I mean, how do you tolerate that? How do you tolerate the insurrection? How do you tolerate hundreds of his supporters, maybe a few thousand, converging on the Capitol at his invitation and request, who kill one police officer, Brian Sicknick, gouge out the eye of another, stab another with a pole, rip three fingers off another one, break some ribs of officers, brain damage two of them by hitting them over the head with lead pipes. You've seen some of the video where an officer will be down and somebody's beating him with a pole. These are police officers. Or they swarm in and they call police officers the N-word. Now, how do you get behind that guy? How do you get behind that guy? And that's what Paul's asking. And, you know, the answer is there is a war going on in the United States. That's a partisan war. There's a civil war. We're not unified. And within the Republican Party, it's playing out right now between the Trump Republicans, the QAnon Republicans, and the mainstream conservative Republicans. And in the nation as a whole, it's playing out between Democrats and Republicans in general. Part of it is the country is ethnically and racially changing. It is back in 1965, Congress passed a law that put some restrictions on European immigration and expanded it for Asia, the Middle East, and Africa. I do not think that was a good law, but it happened. And as a result, the entire composition of the country has changed dramatically from the 1960s. We have some very fine people that came in, some people who are not very fine people. Europe is finding itself in the same predicament, largely because their birth rate is a non-replacement rate. Their birth rate over there is like ours, 1.7 children per woman. You have to have a birth rate of about 2.2 children per woman for even replacement, much less growth. Japan, I don't know what they're going to do. There aren't going to be very many Japanese in 100 years because they take no immigrants. They may take a guest worker, work them, and throw them out. And nobody over there has kids. And I'm exaggerating, but, you know, it's very, very low. And so as a result, in the United States, things are changing. People sense that, and people have different points of view on how to respond to it. So what do you do? In the Democratic Party, we have a split between mainstream Democrats and the socialist or authoritarian left. And it's not as malignant, it's a little more muted, and mainstream Democrats have held so far. Joe Biden's a mainstream Democrat. So are most of his cabinet. So are the leadership in Congress. If that ever changes, you're going to see a lot of dispute there too. So that's what you have, Paul. And what this has to be done is managed within the context of our democracy. And that is what is missing now with Donald Trump. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.